She keeps her Moet and Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Evelyn's extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind anytime. Recommended at the price. Insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never caped the summer dress. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Met a man from China, went down to Geisha Minor, then again accidentally, if you're that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris, naturally. For cars she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind anytime.
Absolutely.
I could go on.
I'm trying to guess if you knew the words to that. Poster of the music.
Yeah. What's that?
It's none of my business whether you did or not. Thing that goes on.
Okay.
Lyrics for Blue Moon. There it is.
The thing to make
Thanksgiving dinner.
A big dinner and stuff.
Yeah. Are you big on, like, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, stuff like that?
Mashed potatoes. Stuffing I've actually more recently come to enjoy. But definitely, like, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberries. Turkey, yeah, but I'm not huge on, like, I'm more about, like, the wing and stuff like that.
Yeah, what about a turducken?
No, you know, I've actually never had one of those.
No. Yeah, okay. A duck inside of a chicken inside of a turkey. Turducken.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Food Confidential. Yeah, I've seen that done before. You know what I think? I'm not sure, but do you think it'd be possible if I went to the butcher and said, I want to make a turducken, and they can put, because it's got to be flat and deboned.
I'm sure there's some out there that would definitely,
right?
That could and would help.
I mean, otherwise, what would you do? I guess you just buy them and then you do it yourself, right? Yeah.
Like a lot of work, though.
It is. No, I'm not thinking about this year, but I've always thought about a turducken.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that restaurants don't offer stuff like that. More frequently.
I've only heard of one in the past several years that offers it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my mom used to make awesome gravy, homemade gravy from the drippings.
Oh, you know?
And mashed potatoes, and she made her own stuffing.
Nice.
Man, I better stop before I get too hungry. I may divert to one more. If you like Neapolitan pizza.
Yeah.
I just found a new place, and I walked past it one day. But my friend likes it. It's called Josefina. So I was in the restaurant, you know, where they invented it. And it overlooks Mount Vesuvius in the Bay of Naples. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so they take pride in it, you know. They use a certain kind of oven, you know, brick oven. Oh, yeah? What do they specialize in?
Kind of New York-style pizzas.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But I kind of want to check out that Joey Nova place as well.
I do, too.
It's directly from Japan. It was a really cool store, actually.
Japanese food, noodles, and other stuff?
Things of that nature.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I just found a new Asian grocery store that opened up near me, and I've been driving past it, and I never put it together, but anyways, it's like Shanghai is the name. So I want to go get some udon noodles in there.
Oh, okay, yeah, you know, definitely.
Yeah, because these big stores that I used to go to on Nicollet, they had a whole section of different noodles. every imaginable noodle you can imagine. Any variation, these guys have it. Did you guys go to any game stores or at the mall?
We walked in a GameStop, but nothing. I didn't buy anything.
The kind of meat that I normally don't eat.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, but this meatloaf, and Lund's has this special mix that you can put into your meatloaf. And I made it this weekend. Oh my God.
Really?
That was a winner.
Wow. Nice.
And for me, I love meatloaf, mashed potatoes, corn, salad, gravy.
Turkey, stuffing.
Well, that's coming in a week.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from man behind the machine.
Let's go. Let's play in the snow. It's good.
Yep, let's play.
No turkey, but what about tofurkey?
Nope.
No?
We're doing a roast.
Roast? What about any sides?
Yep, we're doing roast potatoes, roast, veggies and everything with the gravy and the Yorkshire pudding, the stuffing.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
That'll be good.
Yeah, usually do the whole, I don't know, on Thanksgiving I might have some like, with my family, I might have a little bit of green bean casserole, which tastes like crap now. I don't know why my aunt decided to go lacking on that. I'll have a little bit of stuffing and gravy, and I'll have a little bit of mashed potatoes. And that's really all, because I don't
like it. How do you make your mashed potatoes?
I like mine with garlic and onion.
Yeah? Okay. Diced up small, onions.
Yeah, just smash them and, not super chunky or, but not like super mush.
Okay.
Yeah.
You boil it?
I like their substance.
What's that?
I like some substance.
Okay, so you like to boil the potatoes first?
Yep.
All right.
Mash them, add some butter, some milk, the onions, the garlic.
Okay. Somebody said today that they put yogurt in it, too.
I've heard of that, yep.
Yeah, it prevents the potatoes from turning brown. Cream cheese. Sure.
Cream cheese is delicious. But, again, I'm not, a huge... I am a meat and potatoes girl. That's what I grew up on with my grandparents. But I don't eat a lot of potatoes.
Okay.
It's called for.
By the way, how do you make the best lemonade?
I have no idea. Oh, I don't know how to make lemonade.
Oh, okay. It's just a figure.
Lemons make lemonade.
All right.
Look like you actually did it yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a little bit of sugar in there.
Oh, really? Okay. And slice some lemons and
That's my guess. There you go.
I've noticed that it takes a lot of work to make homemade lemonade.
I have never tried it.
Yeah.
I don't even really like lemonade.
Okay. Campbell's Soup Recipes, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. My mother-in-law was recycling, giving away a bunch of books about a year ago, and one of them was microwave recipes that you got with your microwave oven,
Okay.
Campbell's Soup Recipes, I'm sure you could learn some good things from them.
Sure.
Put in your Thanksgiving holiday celebration.
Yeah, a lot of people nowadays, they look at that and say, oh my God, I'd never touch any of those. But they're just being snobbish.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, I don't use soup very often, but once in a while, if I'm in a pinch, like when I'm making my What would I make right now for next week? I'd make casserole, green bean casserole. And, of course, you need Campbell's soup for that.
Well, get this. What I'm looking at right now, I got a, I don't even know, I think I got this for Christmas. Or, yeah, I think it was for Christmas, crock pot recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hardcover book. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
And it says crock pot slow cooker recipes.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great way to cook. That's what I did when I was living in Tahoe for the winters. I'd go, I'd make my dinner in the morning, put it in the crock pot.
Crock pot.
And every night when I came home, I had dinner ready.
There you go.
And the place smelled great.
Can you make turkey in a crock pot, you think?
I think you could make anything in a crock pot.
But turkey.
Yeah, I would guess that you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure, right? Anyways, what dishes do you like for Thanksgiving?
Well, I love my sister-in-law, she makes all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't even know what it involves. You were talking about, instead of mashed potatoes, you were talking about, were they turnips?
Yes, mashed turnips, yeah.
Yes, she makes those.
Okay, sweet.
And, yeah, she makes a lot of stuff. What I love about her cooking is that she makes all this stuff that I'd never even think about making.
Oh.
So it's just, you know, it's just new stuff. It's always, and it always tastes terrific. It's just stuff that I would never think of to make. So makes it that much more special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just your basics, you know, I love my basics. I actually, yesterday I went shopping and I bought all the stuff that I need for a good gravy.
Oh, so yeah, I'm like what? Make,
just, you know, basically just chicken broth, flour, which I don't usually keep on hand. Just stuff that I needed around the house just in case I want to make, you know, if I make a single turkey or something like that, and then use the drippings from that, add a little flour and broth, and you're good to go. I just love gravy. So, figured around this time of year I'll make something that needs gravy. So I just was getting kind of prepared. Want to make sure I have stuff on hand.
Do you have to use the drippings of the turkey for that?
Well, that's typically what you want to use, but you could use chicken. You could use drippings from, you know, I mean, if you wanted to, you could even make gravy out of the drippings from, say, a meatloaf. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it always turns out pretty good. And I was reading, you know, there's all kinds of tips online this time of year for recipes.
Oh.
And I was reading about, that's why I got that stuff. I was reading about somebody's favorite kind of gravy. And then the key ingredient was flour.
Right.
But a certain kind of flour.
It's called okay.
Wondra.
Oh.
Brand name is Wondra.
Oh, okay.
Wondra.
Wondra.
So I got some of that. And
nice.
I don't know, the author swore that's the only kind of flour to use when you're making your own gravy.
Is Wondra? So,
yeah, I thought I'll give it a shot.
Okay. That's important to know, huh?
Well, it's always nice to read stuff like that. It gives you ideas more than anything, you know? I just need some...
Thanksgiving Food Confidential. Send your messages. Thanks for listening.
Somebody to bring something up or...
Yeah.
Gets you charged up about cooking again.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Thanksgiving, what are you cooking?
All right, well, thank you.
I cook a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm thinking about trying a new type of pumpkin pie cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
I like to cook, carrots, you know, nice sous vide carrot, something like that. Oh. I like to cook a mushroom gravy.
Oh.
I just do a bunch of sides because, you know, I don't have a big turkey or anything like that.
Tofurkey.
I generally use things, so I can just bring some sides and try to make it a little healthy, give some options to everyone.
What about a tofurkey turkey?
I have never once tried that brand, tofurkey.
They've got a tofurkey-shaped turkey, yeah.
Yeah, I saw this article a couple days ago that was like, oh, Thanksgiving options for the vegan and non-vegan.
So oh.
It's like, oh my gosh. It's like they got this amazing turkey and ham and stuffed ribs and things like that. And then they get down to one single vegan option and it's like a block of tofu. It's a literal block of tofu.
No imagination. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's that like that like I showed you that salad yesterday, man. That was like my lunch and dinner, and it was so humongous, and it satisfied me, and I put guacamole in there too. So I'm just trying to nourish myself with all these hyper nutrients, because I like what you said, the nutrient. Nutrigoni, how do you call it? What are
Nutritarian?
Yeah, I like that. By the way, I didn't get to see this recipe the other day, but or look at the contents because I was glancing, but it said vegan blueberry cobbler.
I have a great recipe for vegan blueberry cobbler.
So yeah,
I call it banana berry cobbler.
Oh, okay.
And it's very easy. You can make it in like 2 minutes in the microwave. And
nice.
It's basically just you smash a banana with a fork, and then you can add some rolled oats to it and a little bit of plant milk, and then the berries of your choice. So you can use frozen wild blueberries or whatever you want, and vanilla, and you mix that and microwave it, and that's it.
Really?
Really good. Yeah.
Oh. Why does it look crusty on some of these recipes? Like there's a crust.
I do that with flax seed and just sprinkle it on there, then microwave it.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. Man, it looks so good. That blueberry cobbler. I want some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, this is a copy of it, but it doesn't really include everything. I'm going to add to it a little bit before I send it to you.
Curry, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do with that?
Well, I just eat it. I put it on queso. I mean, you could put it on rice, but I don't really have a lot of rice. I start everything with the same basic base, which is... like garlic, onions, carrots, a few different types of mushrooms.
Oh.
On.
Yeah, you put the Thai sauce last.
What's that?
You put the Thai sauce last, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yummy. And what kind of noodles do you use? Thai noodles?
No, I just use it as the vegetables with sauce, and then I could add that to whatever I wanted, but usually I just have that by itself. It's not like a pad thai. It's like a Thai curry, like a Penang curry.
Oh, Thai curry. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And you what? You make your own curry, or do you get your curry paste?
No, I have a Dr. Furman sauce.
Okay. Sweet. I gotta get some of that. Talking about mashed potatoes recently on the radio.
Yeah.
And she said that she puts in yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yeah, in addition to sour cream and butter. Yeah, she puts yogurt, and I guess that helps it from turning brown. Like, it keeps them white. And it adds to the texture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's some stuff you could whip in. You know, some.
I have never thought of yogurt and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and some people put cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Cream cheese, and yes, in your mashed potatoes. Yeah. And what my mom used to do, God rest her soul, is she used to, like, boil the potatoes, and then she'd, like, mash them. Like, she'd have some mashed fine, and then she'd have other ones that she mashed by hand that were clumpy. Mm-hmm. And then she would do a mixture. Like, she would still have the really fine, you know, mashed potato, creamy. But sometimes she'd make it lumpy, you know. Wow. And then we have an Italian. Oh my God, this is bringing back memories. You want a recipe?
Yes, please. If you could text it to me, I've been thinking about doing like a little Thanksgiving thing for my little sisters for the first time.
Oh yeah.
You know, give them a weekend with me and do little Friendsgiving things, and they're like, yeah. Oh, I've never done it before.
Go.
And we're not celebrating the day of Thanksgiving. Told them to do is kind of do like a little mini potluck where they bring a dish, you know, and then I cook a dish, and then if they want to invite our cousins, they can bring a dish.
You know what I saw the other day that I want to get? It's this dumpling maker. Dumpling maker. So it's like a household device that helps. Yeah, that makes dumplings.
Like the Korean food.
Whatever.
Is it really?
Dump whatever filling you want to put. Yeah, Vietnamese, Korean, Hmong. Yeah, whatever. But it folds it for you. Yeah. You put it there. You put the dough. And then you put the stuffing, the filling, right? Mm-hmm. And then you press a lever and it folds it and crimps it.
Really?
And I thought this would be a great gift. Even if it's not for me. But I want to get one.
A dumpling maker,
yeah.
Their own bread, too.
Oh, yeah?
Like a bread maker.
Bro, yeah.
So, I get it. And they just couldn't stop laughing. So now when I do my comedy...
Here's one for you. Thanksgiving Food Confidential.
Oh, my gosh. I just carried in all my bags. I got to find my journal.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to send you...
Tell me about Thanksgiving recipes.
Yeah?
Tell me. What's your favorite?
Well, I love the sweet potato casserole, turkey dressing, and cranberry. And I like everything made from scratch, nothing processed, nothing from Perkins. Although Perkins is inviting me because they know I love the Perkins pies.
Oh, yeah?
And Mama Smurf, who just dropped me off at the building, has not given me permission to do anything. She's real strict like that.
So you're going to make your sweet potato pie?
I will for myself, but I certainly won't bring anything to see her because she wants to do everything herself. She wants me to stop cooking.
Hey, let me ask you this. How have you done your turkeys in the past?
So basically, not in the deep fryer outside because I'm in the family of a fireman, and they frown on doing that deep fried turkey. Never, never.
Never, never, not ever.
That's a bit. So it's either going to be the Traeger smoker or however this thing you put it in. It's like a grill.
Oh.
And it seals up and it smokes.
Obsoleto.
Or it's going to be bag in an oven. I love bag in the oven. I love the smell in the house.
Yeah?
So the choice will be between my papa and my mama Smurf, which is the head of the family, is are we going to do the bag in the oven or are we going to do the outside in the Traeger?
Traeger.
But my choice is the old-fashioned way. No bag in the oven, just constant basting.
Oh, yeah?
And I actually believe in stuffing it, The old-fashioned way is you modernized is that you don't put the stuffing in the cavity.
Okay.
Because the stuffing in the cavity is dangerous.
Oh, why?
Because of health. It not cooking all the way through. Well, if you're a fantastic cook, you know how to cook all the way through a bird in the oven.
Yeah?
So that was called Thanksgiving Confidential? Is that what that was called?
Thanksgiving Food Confidential, yeah.
So let's do cranberry sauce for 1,000.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
So how does a real cook, home chef, home cook or chef make cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving?
You use original cranberries with sugar and you reduce it.
So it's not scary then to boil the cranberries on the stove and hear them pop?
Well, you don't want them to pop. You want them to kind of boil a little bit, right?
Yeah, but if you are an experienced cranberry sauce maker, you're eventually going to hear the cranberries pop.
Oh,
it's what happens.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's going to be light popping. So I'm going to give you 500.
Okay.
On that answer?
I don't have experience with it. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had years of experience, you would hear the popping. It's just the most delightful sound and smell.
Yeah.
With the turkey in the oven.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Turkey dressing or turkey gravy for 2,000.
Turkey gravy for 2,000. So a real old-fashioned Illinois cook, could be any farmland cook, makes a milk and flour, cold milk and flour in a shaker. We make flour gravy, okay, with milk, because we were from dairy farmers. And we take and pour the hot juice drippings out of the turkey pan and set it aside. We have to hold the turkey or set the turkey on a resting board. And we pour them juices into a nice gravy stirring pan. Some people use a very large fry pan.
Okay.
I now like to make a roux. However, in the old days, we just went from hot broth.
God save the king.
Cold milk and flour, shaking all the bumps out. If you can't get the bumps out, you use a sieve. A small to siphon off the bumps. And that is the way, the original way, the old-fashioned Nordsky. Now, there is a mountain Pole Hulk.
Yeah.
Pole Hulk. We have a relative from Arkansas in the mountains down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Pole Hulk just use flour and water or a little bit of lard or butter, flour and water, and they make the roux. It's called country gravy without milk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but that's the Pole Hulk. The Pole Hulk. Yeah, and then I've also met people that do the cornstarch gravy.
Okay.
I had a multi-millionaire client in one location, either here or there, who, she was a piece of work, but let's just say, when I'd make her the old-fashioned milk gravy,
yeah,
she'd refuse an entire homemade roast, homemade everything, and say, you goofed on the gravy.
Oh,
get
yeah.
it out of my dining room.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to do the classiest and the richest and the most eccentric clients.
Is that the roux? That roux is like it's standard, right, for the sauce, the gravy?
It's standard if it is standard. It's not standard if you don't do that as a standard. my grandmama and her grandmama and her grandmama, they just simply use the hot juices. Don't siphon anything.
Right.
Pour that hot juice out of the pan, shake the milk and flour, and do not pour bumps into your gravy. So if you're an inexperienced shaker of the milk and flour,
yeah,
then you have to use a sieve.
That's why I always remember that the gravy is always done after the turkey's done, right?
Right, because the turkey has to rest anyway.
Right.
So just like pork or any other meat, you have to rest that turkey. Rest it.
Otherwise, if you slice it
right open with hot out of the oven, you know what happens?
Wow.
It loses its juice.
You know what I heard? This is my idea, but it's an amalgamation of ideas. I heard that you can take chicken broth, and my idea is that you could start it with the chicken broth and the roux, and then add the drippings afterwards.
Yes, that's a modern version. That's a modern version. The new Americans like convenience.
We're living in America. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the real Americans use instant. The real new Americans use instant. I'm from the era where we peel the potatoes. It's an event. We boil them and we mash them with electric beaters are allowed, but ideally with a hand masher.
Oh.
And then in the end, you add butter, just a touch of salt and pepper. You don't want to over salt anything. And my sister uses a crock pot method where you take a package of cream cheese and add it to the 5 or 10 pounds.
Yeah.
So she does 10 pounds of bagged potatoes. And she puts them in a crock pot. So to put them in a crock pot, you got to use the cream cheese. It keeps them fluffy.
Oh, okay.
Secret ingredient, mashed potatoes for, where were we at with the gravy? Mashed potatoes for 3,000. That's what that was.
This will have to be the last one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love that Jeopardy.
Yeah, you boil them, and then you mash them. Yeah, you can put sour cream in them, cream cheese, or yogurt.
Nice. I've not tried the yogurt or the sour cream.
Yeah, it gives a texture and it prevents them from turning brown.
So it is a kind of a family secret, mashed potatoes for 3,000.
It is. There you go.
So there's something I had no idea that Mr. Junior Smurf, Papa Smurf Jr. has home chef qualities. I was guessing.
But
for years I thought all this guy can do is buy Entenmann's. You know, he buys.
Yeah, we will have to pick this up later. Thank you for Jeopardy. Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye. Slow roasted chicken. Thanksgiving. What's your secret?
Yeah, what I do is I tend to salt brine the night before. So like dry salt brine. To like get the skin like dry and the meat flavored. Then the next day you do your like seasoning rub all over the outside and inside of the chicken, like under the skin, whatnot. Truly the best way to cook a bird is to break it down and then roast it.
Like
break it down into its pieces and then roast it. Most of the times I don't though, because I'm not the best at butchering.
So who says who? I'm sorry.
I have a.
Oh, okay.
I have a cookbook that, like a pretty well-known chef.
Yeah.
Breaks down every, like, not every, I guess, but like most cooking methods. Like techniques, and looks at them through a scientific lens of like testing different methods, and he just sort of shares the results he got, not necessarily saying one is like better or worse than the others, but just like leaving all the evidence for you to sort of decide on your own. And just with how the density and the cook times of different parts of the bird, like the breast is going to take longer to cook, and because it's white meat versus dark meat, like it has a slightly different cook time or like cook temperature that you're aiming for.
So
they say like it's best to break down the whole bird and roast the individual pieces on a sheet tray.
Interesting.
So that you can pull out the wings and the legs sooner and leave the bigger pieces in for that extra few minutes so they finish cooking.
Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Oh man.
Oh, so yeah, usually what I do is I just leave the chicken whole and then I roast it on top of like roughly cut red onions and like two heads of garlic.
Okay.
And then once the chicken is done, like all of the rendered fat like goes into that, and then so I pull out the chicken and then I chop like a huge amount of dill and I throw it into the onions and garlic. Sort of mix all of the chicken fat, the aromatics, and the dill together.
Any oil?
Yeah, there's a little oil in the marinade for the chicken, like the spice rub.
Okay. What about marinating or brining in advance?
Yeah, I tend to salt brine, like dry salt brine in advance, and then marinade like a couple hours before roasting.
And my father was a big fan of using beer.
Oh, yeah.
He used to put the beer can in there and grill it on a grill. But I guess if you wanted to put it in a bowl, you could marinate it with beer. Just, you know, pour the beer in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that beer can chicken.
Something about it.
Yeah. It gives like, I remember like a long time ago I watched a video on someone sort of exploring like what it does for the meat. It's kind of interesting. It is like an effective marinade, if I recall, because it like breaks down the connective tissue of the bird a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, and I was just told that this same technique works with beef or steak. You can marinate your steak in beer, and it breaks down some of that collagen or the connective tissue, but it just infuses it, and it just creates this, you know, different flavor. Black.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess, how about you? Are you doing anything for
Hot dish, tater tot hot dish.
Black.
A very traditional video games, we'll say.
Black.
You know?
Yeah. Black.
And then think about Black Friday. I'm thinking about
black.
Checking out
black.
Best Buy, Target, because they're decommissioning all their physical media.
Black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so think about all of the floor space that's dedicated to DVDs. Well, they're removing everything now. So Black Friday, there's going to be huge physical media sale. So we'll see. I don't know.
Black Friday.
I'm not really big into Black Friday, but, you know, I heard there's going to be some steep discounts on stuff.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at, Sweetwater and, other like music places too. Sound toys, like that plug-in, the decapitator and the little altar boy, like plug-ins, like that whole thing. Like I'm looking at getting music gear.
Thank you for listening, Dr. Obsoleto.
So it's kind of dangerous, like I get a full paycheck, maybe not a full paycheck, I still have to pay rent with that one, but like a considerable amount of money to,
Black Friday, man.
Pay into.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Sweetwater as well. There's some synthesizer that I want to check out, so we'll see. We'll see if Santa Claus is going to be generous this year. But they keep bothering me. They're like, oh, were you happy with your last purchase? They're so, I don't want to say aggressive, but they're very like kind of pushy on top of their customer base, you know?
Happy Thanksgiving and have a fun Black Friday. We'll see you soon.
Hey, listen, I've been following the paper trail. I've been putting the clues together like puzzle pieces to a Jenga. It's very rickety at the top. However, that's where you find all the gold nuggets in between you and me. Now, don't share this with man behind the machine, okay? This is some deep stuff, man. Now, listen, what I uncovered is that man behind the machine. Are you ready for it? Are you sitting down? Are you at least propped up against something? Man behind the machine is an artificial intelligence, man. I'm telling you. I've seen the documents. I've tasted the tinctures. I've looked at the files. Trust me. That file cabinet is rusty beyond rust. Trust me.